This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Thursday, December 2nd. Well, cattle markets yesterday bouncing after getting some confirmation of the big reversals down from Monday. And then we had some follow through on Tuesday, yesterday snapping back and closing higher across both lives and feeders, but it was on bear spread type of activity. So there are some signals that the market is still rather shaky up here. I'm still looking at Monday's price action as our sell signal after putting in a high, getting a big reversal down. That was the signal we're looking for, and it's right in the time window of when we expect that live cattle would be putting in their seasonal high. For feeders, at this point, just looking for them to follow live cattle. Corn market showing pretty decent support, but I think it's more a factor of the live cattle market that will drive the direction of the feeder cattle market. In the cash trade, getting a few sales going at around 138 on the Fed trade, which is up 2 from last week. 218 on the dress trade is also up 2. Box beef value is coming under some pressure this week. We're down 146 yesterday on the choice, and we're sitting at 270. Select was down 232 at 258. The spread was up 86 cents at 1225. Movement was 227 loads. But for the week, choice has lost $9.79 and select has lost $4.31. So it's been down every day so far this week and under a fair amount of pressure. The slaughter rate so far was sitting at 365,000 head. That's equal to last week, and it's up 6,000 from a year ago. The feeder cattle index was down 86 cents. We're sitting at 161.60. Export sales this morning, very good, solid, 31,800 tons. South Korea took 17,700, China took 3,200, Japan took 5,100. Pork export sales also very strong at 45,500. Mexico took 19,800, China 12,400, and Japan took 3,700. So impressive export sales here, and certainly this would help to underpin the markets. But again, I think we're just running out of gas up here. Seasonally, you know, the first week of December often is a high as packers wrap up their buying for the holiday season. And that certainly has been the case. It's been rallying up into this last or this first week of December. And I think that's following along the normal seasonal pattern. I would expect that to be a high. As we work our way through December, it tends to back off. And then just depends what kind of consumer demand we see after the first of the year. And you know, it's hard to say. You got Omicron out there putting the spook in the markets, consumers staring at record high beef prices, you know, and living with it for Christmas and New Year's, but are they going to live with it for just regular grocery shopping? That's a big question. And I'm guessing that's probably a no is the answer to that question. So how much demand destruction are we doing? What are the, you know, the feedlot situation, they've been pulling cattle forward to satisfy packer demand. So that's encouraging. Packer margins obviously are going to take a pretty big hit this week with boxed beef under so much pressure and the cash trade higher, as it did kind of last week. But still, you're looking at good profit margins, not nearly the stratosphere like we saw here a few months ago, but still enough to keep driving this demand forward. So we'll see how long it lasts, but again, I do think these are good opportunities to get some hedges and sales on the books. You know, we've had a great run here, new contract highs and a lot of these deferred cattle, and still looking at some questionable issues that cattle will have to work through for these next few months. Number one, big numbers still in the feedlots, but even beyond that, you've got dry conditions across the southern plains. This was like the one area that had avoided drought over these last 2 years of herd liquidation. Two summers ago, it was the West Coast. And last summer, of course, it was the Northern Plains. You know, those cattle had a place to go, the Central Plains and the Southern Plains. And of course, Texas houses 1/4 of the U.S. beef herd. And of course, we've had drought conditions developing there through the fall and are expected to continue into the winter. If La Nina sticks around, probably going to see drought conditions continue through the spring. So that's a big problem. If you start to see herd liquidation going on in the southern plains, that's going to be, I think, have a pretty big negative impact on the market. It certainly sets the stage for a much more bullish market down the road, but it pushes all of that back probably by at least a year. So those are things we're looking out for, but I think for now, we're just going to go with that Monday was a high until we take it out, you know, but I do think the market most likely has put in its seasonal high. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.